This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
What do you do when the neighbor's house is haunted? And I'm not talking about just your typical neighborhood where there's one house that's a little more run down than the others and it becomes the haunted house. I'm talking, there's evidence. There's people that have vivid stories and accounts of unexplained activity happening in that house. How do you handle that? Especially when you liked the neighbor. They're deceased now, but you're wanting to kind of help out the family a little bit, help clean the place up a bit. And hey, you volunteer your kids to help. The kids have heard far too many of those ghost stories prior to helping. Kind of puts a little dampering on the excitement that one may get in going into a home they're not super familiar with and exploring. If they know the place is haunted as hell. That's what happens in our next story. House next door, haunted, as evidenced by a good family friend. But hey, being nice neighbors, they want to help clean the place up. Insanity ensues. Take a listen. My name's Lucy. I live in Wandsworth, London, with my mom and dad. I have a brother, but he's now a high flyer uptown somewhere, so I never really get to see him. I digress. My dad has always been interested in ghosts and hauntings and used to tell me spooky stories when I was young. I'm older. I leave the storytelling to professional podcasts such as this. I felt you might be interested in this one because it's not like a lot of others that you hear. It's not set in a big, creepy mansion or an old asylum. It's set in a nice terrace house on a fairly affluent street not far from central London. It all started with a knocking door. One night I was lying in bed when I was awoken by the sound of someone pounding on the front door of my next-door neighbor's house. As my bedroom was at the front of the house, I was able to look out and see what all the noise was about. When I got to the window, I could see the front door, but there was no one there. The banging, though, continued, and eventually my dad went out to see what was causing it. As he stepped outside, the banging stopped. I'd heard weird tales about this house from a friend of my dad's, but this was the first time I'd experienced something strange for myself. My dad's friend was called Ben, an eccentric old man who had spent his life trying to find proof of the existence of ghosts. Ben would often come around our house and share his findings with Dad. On one occasion in particular, Ben arrived at the house extremely excited. He just completed an overnight stay at the house next door and was very excited to tell Dad what had happened. Dad wouldn't really let me listen to Ben's stories as they were too real for my young ears. Anyway, on this occasion, I went against my dad's wishes of going to my room and instead sat in the hallway listening to what Ben had to say. This was his story. Ben worked for the SPR and was sent to supposedly haunted locations around London. He was very skeptical about the existence of ghosts. At least he was until he spent the night next door. The house next door was owned by the Bradshaw family. I knew that Mrs. Bradshaw had been left a widow and become a recluse after her beloved husband Arthur had died. The Bradshaw house was supposedly haunted by the spirit of her husband and had been reported to the SPR by a removal company whose employee had been too scared of occurrences there to continue with her duties. It was Ben's job to find out if there was any truth to it. Sorry, I'm waffling. This is what I heard him telling my dad that he'd experienced next door. I've tried to write it as if I was Ben, using what I've heard. Hopefully you'll see the relevance of the knocking door at the start of this email. This is in Ben's words. I arrived at the house after a brief meeting with Mrs. Bradshaw earlier in the day. She graciously allowed me to spend the night at her house without anybody else being present. I locked the door and set myself up in the living room. The house is old and tatty, but fairly welcoming and comfortable. The weather outside was frightful. Not rainy, but windy. So windy. I had no sooner settled down in the chair when I heard a noise coming from the hallway. At first, it sounded like a scraping sound. Then there were these small bangs and a sound of glass breaking. I got up and went to see what had caused it. As I made my way down the dark corridor, I saw a frame on the floor. It was lying face down. I picked it up and saw that it was a photo of what I assumed to be Mr. Bradshaw. Sadly, the glass had shattered. I couldn't for the life of me work out how this fairly substantial picture had made its way off of the dresser. As I stood there trying to work it out, there was a bang on the door. I could only describe it as a panicked bang. It continued as if whoever was out there was desperately trying to get in. I grabbed the keys and unlocked the door, and as the door opened, the banging stopped, as I was left staring out of the empty, windy street. This obviously unnerved me, and I closed the door, locked it, and returned to the relative comfort of the living room. Nothing much else happened for a while. The knocking on the door had heightened my sense, and I was on alert. This was when the light in the living room began to sway, slowly at first, but getting quicker and quicker, throwing shadows around the room. This was when I thought I saw her. As the light flickered from side to side, I was sure that in the corner of the room I could see a figure that was standing and not moving. I knew that there was a hat stand nearby, at least. But the lights were confusing my brain so much so that suddenly I felt I was not alone. I grabbed my torch and shone it in the direction of the hat stand, and suddenly it was a hat stand again. I stood on the chair and steadied the light. This was much more successful than my attempts to steady my nerves. Luckily, I noticed the decanter of whiskey on the side, which certainly helped. As I sat there drinking my whiskey, I couldn't shake the feeling of being watched. Yes, I know it's cliche, but I was so sure that suddenly I was no longer alone. This is when I heard the noise upstairs. I was now sure that I wasn't alone. Not joined by a spirit, but Mrs. Bradshaw. She mustn't have left yet. I was relieved. I could clearly hear footsteps upstairs and was sure it was her. I went out of the room and up the stairs, calling out to Mrs. Bradshaw. As I reached the top of the stairs, it became apparent that there wasn't, in fact, anyone else in the house with me. All the lights were off and there were no signs of life, and I was alone. Now, very scared, I made my way back to the living room. As I entered the room, I was shocked to see all of my notes had been thrown around the room. Pictures taken off the walls, chairs tipped over. Enough was enough. I was either the subject of an elaborate prank, or this house was in fact haunted by a malevolent spirit. I sat. The house felt calm, unnervingly calm. I decided to try calling out. I now wish I hadn't. I called out, "If there's any spirits here with me, please let yourself be known." Nothing. I tried it again. "If there are any spirits here with me, please let yourself be known." This was when it happened. The silence of the room was destroyed by a nerve-shredding scream. The lights swang again, pictures rattled on the walls, and a glass was thrown against the wall. I'd had enough. I fled. Before I knew it, I was outside in the empty street and the wind had stopped. Back to me now. The reason I thought I'd write this down is that my dad had asked my brother Sam and I to help clear out the loft of the house next door, now that it's empty, as a favor. And I have to admit to being quite scared. What do you think? You think Ben was just an eccentric old guy that enjoyed telling stories? Or do you think there's any truth to what he said? Have you heard anything like this before? I know there was the weirdness of the banging door, but could that have been the wind? Or was it a warning from the entity next door to leave it alone?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.